Now, this is very welcome news. It's an issue that has been highlighted in Killarney for some time, and I want to thank the roads engineering and the active travel team in Sligo County Council for working with me on pursuing this issue, because Killarney, as everybody knows, has expanded greatly in the last few years with numerous housing estates. And there's a section between Rockfield, where the National School and local church are situated, where there's no footpath, and it has been very unsafe to walk on this section of road. Now, this 850-metre stretch of footpath will allow for the removal of existing poles and overhead wires, provide and construct underground utility work, put in new drainage, and also provide a wide footpath safe for cyclists and the general public, particularly parents and elderly with children's buggies and that. And this is all subject to detailed design. So the public will have their say on this online on Sligo County Council website, or you can attend the public consultation evening in Killarney Community Centre from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday the 30th of April.
Yeah, because, well, the whole thing is about obviously making the area more safe for pedestrians, but also just making it more accessible for the whole community, isn't it?
Yes, David. In Rockfield, we have a lot of houses in the state, Rockfield Manor, where many people with small children live. And a lot of those children attend community events in the village of Killarney, whether that be in the community park, the Astro Pitch, the community centre, and it is very important that they have a safe route down to the village of Killarney, and at present that safe route is not there. So a footpath along this stretch of road will be make this stretch of road a lot safer for pedestrians of all ages. And I think it's going to, we're living in an era where people are encouraged to get out and walk and cycle, you know, in the fresh air, and it's good for your mental health. So this will be a great addition to the community of Killarney, and I look forward to this project progressing towards the end of the year following the consultation period that will take place. It is a good news story for Killarney and South Sligo.